Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, July 25th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani. We're back from D.C.
And I'm Victor Thorne, and yes, we are back from Washington, D.C., and we know one thing for sure. Freedom is alive and well in America today, and we know that because we saw it firsthand down in Washington, D.C. But if you want to be free, there's one prerequisite. You have to act as if you are free. Of course, you can always sit around under a cloud of fear, and you can listen to the fear mongers telling you how not free you are. But what we saw down in D.C. epitomized freedom. People speaking out, people holding signs.
Right.
And it was a great, great sight to see.
Right. No defeatist attitudes, rolling over and acting as if we have no rights left. Mm-hmm. We have no freedom left. We have whatever freedom we want to have.
Exactly.
In this country.
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about freedom a little bit later on in the show. But right now we're going to recount what happened down there on July 23rd. And when we got to Lafayette Park, it was a little bit before 11 o'clock in the morning. We go into this park, and it's directly across the street from the White House.
Right.
I mean, directly across. So we're walking towards the White House, and there's some protesters down there. And who's the first person we see but Patriot Jim Kujawa?
Yeah. He was wearing his Wing TV shirt, drenched in sweat, carrying a big old sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he'd been there from 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah.
that morning alone.
Yeah, he had driven down from
Tampa.
From Virginia, I guess.
Oh, he's from Tampa.
Yeah, he stayed in Virginia, drove up there. He was the first protester that morning. And so from 6 o'clock in the morning on, he's walking with this huge sign. And I'll tell you what, we know Jim. We've protested with him before.
Yeah.
And Jim was pretty much doing everything in his power to get arrested. And he didn't.
Now, think about it. He's in the mouth of the beast,
yeah.
Washington, D.C., right across from the White House. And he was agitating the hell out of the Secret Service and the park police. And he couldn't get arrested if he paid them, I don't think. He came pretty close.
So much for this police state that we hear so much about.
No police state in D.C.
Yeah, and there were many people that told us that because they're now becoming more aware of it. And here he is with this big 9/11 sign saying something about 9/11 lies and so forth, right in front of the White House. Now, if he was in Tiananmen Square in 1989 holding up a sign, an anti-government sign, I guarantee you he would have been at least arrested and maybe taken out and killed, because that is and was a true police state. So when these people tell you that we're living in a police state and you can't leave your house, you can't do anything, that you're not free, don't believe them, because we saw firsthand that it's not true.
Well, he was making the law enforcement there kind of jittery.
Oh, yeah.
And they were definitely agitated.
They knew who he was.
You better believe it. And we know they have extensive surveillance cameras, so they've been watching him all morning.
That's right. And
he didn't get arrested.
Yeah. So he was drenched in sweat. His Wing TV shirt was drenched, and we are very proud of him. You know, to be the first thing we see there, this epitome of freedom. So great job there, Patriot Jim. Now, after we saw him, we found out where the event was going to be held in Lafayette Park, walked up there, and the first person that confronts us is this rather large guy, and he sees our T-shirts, and he says, "Oh, Wing TV, you better watch yourselves, because there's a lot of people mad at you."
Yeah, he was the only one who felt the need to be unkind to us.
Yeah.
I basically told him that doesn't bother us one little bit.
And it doesn't.
And it didn't. He spent the rest of the day shooting scowls our way and making comments to other people. But all in all, the rest of the people who spoke to us, except for the ones with 911truth.org that basically ignored us, everyone else was very friendly coming up to us, really enthusiastic that we were there.
Yeah, and also we saw a lot of people there that aren't household names.
Right.
There was Rashid from D.C. who said he watches our show every day. He came up. There's also a guy from MIT that actually knows Thomas Eagar, who is one of the big 9/11 falsifiers or shills, and he said he's going to do something up there to try to get some interest going.
Right.
So we're going to let you know all of the people there that you are familiar with, but even better was meeting all the people that watch Wing TV that came up to us and said, "Oh, great job. Glad you're here. We watch your show." And they're the ones that get it. They're taking action, and they're going out on the street. They're moving beyond their computers, and it couldn't have been better than to see all these people.
I was really surprised to see how many Wing TV listeners were there and coming up to us and talking to us right away.
Right.
And so we thank all of you
exactly.
for being out there and supporting the truth and standing out there with signs with us in front of the White House. It was just wonderful for us.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get into some specifics here in a second. But first, we just want to give you an idea of how many people were there that you know of. So we're just going to go down this list. Go ahead.
Nafiz Ahmed, he's the author of The War on Freedom.
Okay, also Webster Tarpley, whose latest book is 9/11 Synthetic Terror.
Mm-hmm. Paul Thompson, father of the 9/11 timeline.
Yep. There's Don Paul, whose book, Waking Up from Our Nightmare, is one of the best out there about 9/11.
Peter Phillips from Project Censored.
Morgan Reynolds, who was in the Bush administration, the first one, who recently came out. He's a whistleblower, and he's talking mm-hmm. about controlled demolition.
Right. Former CIA analyst Ray McGovern.
Yep, who we've interviewed on our old radio show.
Right.
Byron Belitzos, who is the founder of Origin Press, and he's a publisher of Jim Maher's book, mm-hmm. Inside Job.
Jim Maher's, the author of Inside Job and Rule by Secrecy. Fantastic, fantastic man. We're so glad he was there.
Yeah, it was great to talk to him. Gabriel Day, who is one of the organizers of this event, and even though he didn't want to come on Wing TV last week and promote the show, he did come up to me and shake my hand.
He ignored me. Steve Casilli from 911busters.com, he's the one who videoed the whole OKC event, mm-hmm. and he was there doing the same thing at this event.
Yeah, that's a lot of work considering
yes,
how
is.
Many hours he puts
and
in.
How
only,
hot it was.
Yeah, and hours of setup, and he just had to pretty much be there right at his camera mm-hmm. all day. So Charles Key, former legislator from Oklahoma and also one of the founders of the OKBIC.
Correct. Jim Hoffman, from author of Waking Up From Our Nightmare, along with Don Paul.
Kyle Hentz, who also came up and shook hands with me and didn't say much else beyond that, but at least he said hello.
He ignored me. Veteran 9/11 researcher and activist, our friend Nico Haupt. We had a great time with you, Nico.
Yes, it was. Also, Chris Emery, who's one of our best friends out there. He's also one mm-hmm. of the members of the OKBIC. He's also going to be in New York City for 9/11. And this guy puts in some long hours trying to get the truth out
right.
about a lot of different subjects.
Michael Woolsey, fantastic guy from Colorado 9/11 Visibility. We had a great time talking with him and his girlfriend.
Yep. Peter Dale Scott, who's the author of, among many other books, Drugs, Oil, and War.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, David Ray Griffin, author of The New Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions. It was absolutely incredible
right.
listening to these guys.
So, since Lisa mentioned David Ray Griffin, let's go in. He was the first speaker today. It was a great way to start the event off. And he began speaking about something that he referred to as the Global Dominance Project. And this is an empire, he said, that it's being built in the name of God. Now, of course, George Bush said this was a holy war and this was a, you know, all of these mm-hmm. religious terms that he uses. And that's kind of how he set the...
David Ray Griffin also said he defined demonic. He said that it's that which embodies greed and injustice. And that was so profound yeah. to me, I had to write it down. He was also talking about 9/11 being a pretext for all the things that followed. The unconstitutional legislation, which endangers all Americans, even if they don't realize it mm-hmm. or not. Never-ending perpetual war and so on. And he also talked about who the victims of 9/11 are. They don't just include the thousands that lost their lives on 9/11. They also include the people who died in Afghanistan and Iraq, and also the people who've died from DU poisoning, and yep. those that will die from it in the decades to come.
Right.
Right.
And he did this all in the context of a dichotomy between mm-hmm. the divine and the demonic. Now, David Ray Griffin is a theologian who entered the 9/11 field because he wanted to find out the truth. And he also said that the demonic is defined as that which is the big lie. And, man, we know enough about that, considering that he also said that the mainstream media has now become a mouthpiece
yes.
for the demonic.
He also said that Americans have been amazingly tolerant, and they're not upset at all that they've been lied to, and he hoped that the event in D.C. would result in a true convergence of all the various organizations that were present there. Well, I don't know how successful that will be due to the various factors that always play into things of that nature, but...
Yeah.
He did great. I wish he would have talked more so that he could get into controlled demolition.
Yeah. Well, what happened is everyone only had about 7 minutes mm-hmm. to speak, considering the long list of speakers. And as Lisa said, he did comment about how the American people are amazingly tolerant, but he said if they ever found out the truth about 9/11, he says that's when the whole house of cards would start to crumble. And that's what our responsibility is right now, is to get this truth out to more people.
And it's all of our responsibility. Right. We must see that happen.
Yeah. Now, David Ray Griffin was followed by a gentleman named Peter Dale Scott, mm-hmm. who's been writing for years, for decades now, about the illegal drug trafficking mm-hmm. by our government. And he said, he kind of followed up on what David Ray Griffin said, is he said that the American people are like this collective human animal. He says they'll fall asleep for a long time, but he says when things get bad enough, they awaken.
Yeah, they have periods of sleeping and periods of awakening, and he thinks that they're waking up again. I sure as hell hope so, because I think we've been sleeping long enough.
That's exactly right. Now, there is something that Peter Dale Scott said that I disagreed with. Towards the end of his speech, he started talking about globalism, and he said that he was in favor of globalism. Mm-hmm. Now, he said not top-down globalism, but bottom-up globalism. And the way I see things is I'm opposed to globalism
period.
In any form, whether it's from the top down or the bottom up
right.
or anything. So that was a bone of contention that I certainly didn't agree with. And we can't let concepts like that start to creep in mm-hmm. to our dialogue, because it's a slippery slope
right.
that we don't want to be on, I don't think.
Dorothy Mackey spoke, and she talked a lot about sexual abuse, rape, and torture being standard policy in the U.S. military and not the anomaly that people think Abu Ghraib activities were. And so that was about basically that and not about 9/11.
Yeah, and see, that's where they
started diverging.
Yeah, and the biggest divergence was with a woman named Jenna Orkin.
That was unreal. And I actually found myself saying out loud, bullshit, because she started doing the peak oil is a life and death matter mantra.
And it's all this Mike Rupert gloom and doom stuff.
And meanwhile, we're supposed to be there for 9/11 truth.
Yeah. And I know why they brought these other people in. They had an excuse for this convergence.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to get a little bit more into this later on.
Well, you know what she did? She started off talking about 9/11 as it related to the environmental health concerns after 9/11. And then, co-opted right into peak oil.
And
it's
so
predictable.
Yeah, and if you want to find out more about this, go to the Wing TV homepage. The lead article is three articles, one by myself, one by Lisa, and also one by Michael Langston, mm-hmm. who joined us down there. He took the bus in from Arkansas and traveled down to D.C. with us. So all three of us wrote articles that we kind of expanded more on these ideas.
Shame on you, Jenna Orkin.
Right. And also, since we mentioned all the people that were there, we also want to mention real quickly three people that completely didn't say. All these other people came up, said hello to us, mm-hmm. or we said hello to them, but three people didn't. One, Janice Matthews, who was most instrumental, I believe, in keeping Gabriel Day from
coming on
this
show. She just gave us snotty looks and ignored both of us.
Right. Also, Nicholas Levis. And you couldn't miss us there, believe us, folks, because we had this huge 14-foot banner that said 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition.
And you want to know something? We had so many people snapping photos of our banner.
Yeah.
And we had so many people coming up to us, including Webster Tarpley, telling us that was the best sign
That's
there.
Right.
It was the only sign like it of its kind.
Yeah.
One lady came up to us and said our banner should have been up on the stage.
That's right.
And I said, well, I guess you'll need to talk to the sponsors about that.
Yeah.
They don't seem to like our sign.
But see, the stage was right there, and we stood right beside the stage.
So anybody looking at the stage saw our banner. And I'm sure Janice Matthews didn't like that too much.
And there were literally hundreds of pictures being snapped of this. And then later on, what we did was we went down in front of the White House.
Yes.
And stood there. There's Lisa, myself, Michael Langston, Rashid from D.C., Nico Haupt, Patriot Jim Kujawa, and we're standing right there with this 14-foot banner right in front of the White House.
A whole bunch of onlookers. There were like a million Boy Scouts in town this week in D.C. They were getting tours of the White House. We were holding our banner up high for all kinds of people to snap their pictures. It was it was fantastic. We planted seeds all over D.C.
And the only thing we could keep thinking of afterwards was, where is this police state? As Lisa said, we're right in the belly of the beast.
And why didn't 9/11truth.org go in front of the White House and take some snaps? That would have been a perfect opportunity to take pictures in front of the White House.
Yeah. So also, go on on the WIN TV homepage that the pictures are right in the center column. If you click on it, you'll see the expanded version of it. Mm-hmm. Send it on over the internet. Let people see that we're not living in this police
state. You
want to
know something? This is the only place you're going to find a picture like that anywhere in America. And we're so proud that we have that picture. We sent a clear message to the rogue Bush administration and to their puppeteers.
Yeah.
And we've sent a loud statement to the public at large. And believe me, it's summertime in D.C. There's a lot of tourists in D.C. We had our Wing TV shirts on everywhere we went. And people got a little taste of what we're doing.
Yeah. Now, real quick, let's cover a few of these other speakers.
Okay.
Morgan Reynolds.
Yeah,
who just
great.
Came out recently a couple months ago, and he was talking about this pious fraud that's permeating our culture. Now, he's quoting from Ovid, and he said that this fraud now permeates everything in our government and in our media, and he says that evil really has two occupations, lying and murder.
Mm-hmm.
And what could be better represented by that than this current administration and also the Clinton administration
before
it. The event
of 9/11.
Yeah. And he said that the foundation stone of evil is deception. Well, the lies we've been seeing are just out of control.
And what was great was we got to talk to Morgan Reynolds, and he was really enthusiastic about coming on Wing TV, so we're going to have him on as a guest real soon, and we're looking forward to that big time.
Yeah. Now, the last two speakers, Jim Mars and Webster Tarpley, only had about 3 minutes each to
speak.
That's
a shame.
That is a total shame when they had people like Jenna Orkin, who shouldn't even have been on the stage.
Yeah, they let her go on and on and on.
Yeah. But I got a chance to talk to Jim for quite a long time, you know, off stage, and he was telling me his theory, which I fully agree with. He says that the towers came down because there were mini nukes planted in the sub-basement of the World Trade Center towers, and then there were other charges throughout the towers that went off subsequently to take all the resistance out, and that's it. I mean, this is so easy to solve. We've all solved this already. It was a controlled demolition, and Jim was right on the mark.
No matter what else would have happened, just to see these men speak was worth the trip from wherever you were coming from.
That's
it
right.
was Webster Tarpley was absolutely riveting, phenomenal.
Yeah.
People were hooting and hollering and just rounds of applause, and he was all flushed and grinning when he walked off the stage. But it was excellent.
Yeah, he was the last speaker of the day. And it couldn't have ended on a better note. And he made two primary points in his 3 minutes. One was that all the people out there that blame everything on George Bush and Dick Cheney, he says you have to look beyond them.
Exactly.
If you're blaming everything on them, then you're very myopic and you don't get it yet. He says the real perpetrators of evil are those the ones that are on the top of the control pyramid that are hidden behind the scenes, and they're the ones that are dangling these two and others on their puppets.
He also addressed the anti-war crowd, and he said if you want the war is to stop. If you want to get the guys and girls out of Iraq, you have to go after 9/11. 9/11 truth is at the crux of everything.
That's right. And it's such an important point because the anti-war crowd, you know, as well-meaning as they are, they're not seeing the big picture.
Or they're just refusing to go after what will hit them dead between the eyes.
Yeah. And after we left D.C. then, at the end of the rally, and we were bringing this big 14-foot banner, and the Boy Scouts were standing there snapping pictures of it. It was huge. It's so big. And we were just so proud to be able to show that to all these people.
We felt so good about what we had done that day and so fantastically overjoyed that Kujawa didn't get arrested and get his camera confiscated with all our great pictures, which you're going to see in the photo gallery at the end of the show.
But as we left D.C. and we're driving through the mean streets, we're saying, and Michael Langston really is the one that brought this up, he says that if you look at all of the problems in the world today, it all goes back to one crux issue, 9/11. And when you look at the one crux issue of 9/11, it's controlled demolition. That was the biggest disappointment of the day, is that other than our 14-foot banner, there was no mention of controlled demolition.
We told you we were going to come out here and tell you if they were going to talk about it or not. And if we didn't bring that banner, you wouldn't see anything about controlled demolition.
And I know that Jim Mars and Webster Tarpley and others, if they would have had more time, David Ray Griffin, they would have broached this subject.
And they thanked us for bringing that sign
exactly.
and for being there. And we thank them for showing up and doing what they did, too.
So here's what it boils down to with controlled demolition. We can't reiterate this enough. Is a good analogy would be, say you lived in a village and there was a big black bear. They came into the village every day and was terrorizing you. So people said, we have to go out and get this bear. So they go out into the woods, and right there is the big black bear standing in front of them. So they get their guns, but instead of shooting at the big black bear, they're shooting at squirrels and groundhogs and acorns and pine cones and birds. But nobody's shooting the bear.
Yeah.
The bear, that if they can get that down, it'll be the huge source to bring down all the other evil. Well, right. That's what controlled demolition is. It's the big black bear. Everybody can see it, but 911truth.org and all of these other mamby-pamby groups, even though they did a great job bringing this event together, until they decide to shoot the black bear, until they decide to tackle controlled demolition, they're going to spin their wheels and they're going to be focusing on peripheral issues. It's controlled demolition. That's what we have to focus
on. And in addition to the shortcomings, such as the inclusion of Jenna Orkin, Pete Oil, Crapola, and some other stuff that went on there, you know, we really feel like they could have geared this more toward the public. They knew in advance, someone was asked there, one of the organizers was asked, how many people are expected to attend, and they said, about 200, we know 200 are coming. Now, they knew ahead of time how many people to expect. They were gearing it toward preaching toward the choir.
Yeah. And we have to move beyond that.
It didn't seem like their priority was getting the word out to the public. Yeah. I mean, their signs were aimed at each other. We turned our banner around toward the tourists in the park. People who don't know anything. Yeah. And a lot of the time we spent flipping our banner around, our big fat banner around toward people who didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
So what they're the ones that need to know.
Yeah. So what it boils down to is we have problems with the activists. We have problems with some of the researchers that are going off on all their peripheral issues. But the one thing we don't have an issue is the people out here watching this show get it. The ones that came to D.C., the ones that email us, you're the ones that are the real crux, the real core of this movement, and you're the ones who have to start speaking up about controlled demolition. Call into the radio shows, email people, post on the message boards.
You know, when we
it's
say
controlled demolition. That's how we bring them down.
We say speak truth to power. We're not just saying that lightly. We go out and do it ourselves, and I'll tell you, we get pretty close, pretty close to the law.
Exactly.
We're right in the law's face, and you don't have to be afraid to do this, to get out on the street. You can't stay in the box forever. And I'll tell you what, all you people out there who insist that we're under a martial law or we live in a total police state, that's full of shit.
And what you're doing is you're restricting yourself, and it's just a nice, easy, convenient excuse to do nothing.
Don't send me email links to political abuse and police tyranny and blah, blah, blah.
We saw freedom firsthand on
there. Go out on the street and try it.
Yeah. So we want to thank all the organizers of this event, all the people that we got to meet there, everyone that came up to us and thanked us for doing Wing TV. We thought it was a very, very positive, very beneficial
overall
event. Yeah. And
you have to be discerning even at these events. So overall, it was a great experience for us. And check out our photo gallery and the incredible picture we took in front of the White House.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you then.